Our topic for this month of September is action. Our focus today is the need to deliberate, to think before acting, to look before we leap. The issue isn't so simple as it might seem at first thought. I think that all of us have experienced situations where we needed more time to think about what we should do, but where the situation was such that we had to act without further deliberation or delay. It became a case of now or never. When I use the word deliberate, I don't mean that we should rely only on our own thinking. In order to make good decisions, we often need knowledge and experience beyond our own. In some cases, we need the help of professionals, such as physicians and lawyers and engineers and pastors and so on. In fact, an important part of any deliberation may be knowing whom to consult and whose advice to follow. An important part of problem solving is knowing about all the various alternative courses of action and the probable consequences of each. And that often means consulting professionals. Of course, in dealing with any problem, at some point, we must act. We cannot just go on deliberating forever. Often the challenge is not only knowing what to do, but also when to do it. Can we put off that decision any longer, or do we need to act now? The great philosopher Aristotle noted that doing the right thing usually requires hitting the right mean between two extremes, both of which are to be avoided. One example Aristotle mentions concerns the issue of how much of one's wealth one should give away to others. If you don't give enough, you will be considered stingy or too selfish. At the other extreme, if you give away too much, you will be considered prodigal or not prudent. The right mean to aim for is to be liberal or appropriately generous. Aristotle goes on, however, to note that being liberal or appropriately generous is not merely a matter of giving the right amount. The liberal person is one who gives the right amount in the right way to the right persons at the right time for the right reason. Ultimately, one needs to do what the rational and morally virtuous person would do. In fact, that's Aristotle's notion of moral virtue. With regard to the issue of how long to go on deliberating before acting, we need to avoid the extremes of acting rashly, on the one hand, and being overly cautious, on the other hand. Following Aristotle's lead, we can say that the good problem solver is the person who not only deliberates for the proper length of time, but also deliberates in the right way, and consults the right experts, and takes into account the right factors, and decides for the right reasons. Not a simple thing. But now I've been talking generally about how we as individuals or collectively can deal with problems. Now I want to direct your attention to an important problem which this congregation faces. The problem of how to make our church building accessible for all. This is an important problem for us to handle, to deal with. Anyone with a physical handicap who tries to come to this church immediately sees that there is a big problem, namely how to even get into the building when there are so many steps to climb. Yes, there is that Eastern Street entrance, which has no steps to climb, but it is a very long walk from the street to even get to the actual entrance. Ultimately, even after one gets into the building, one faces another problem if one wants to go down into the basement to get to the children's classrooms and the main office. And we need to think of this problem not only in terms of older people, but also in the terms of children and people with young children. This accessibility problem may be a factor in our not yet being able to find a regular minister for this congregation rather than just interim ministers. Can we ever hope to get a regular minister to serve this congregation if we don't solve this problem, if we don't deal successfully with this handicap that we have as a congregation? This accessibility problem is one that we can no longer ignore. We need to deliberate long and hard and collectively about how to solve it. And then we need to act. No doubt this problem is very challenging, and dealing with it undoubtedly will be very expensive. But we need to consider all the possible alternatives, even the possibility of selling this building and then buying a different one, or maybe just finding some other place to meet. Another possibility would be to focus on providing assistance to those individuals who need it. Instead of focusing on the physical structure, think in terms of what could we do to help individuals who need help. Maybe we could have equipment as well as a team of volunteers or employees to help as needed. The problem is they would have to be available whenever any kind of event was occurring, and that would be a challenge in itself. We need to get as much advice from experts and professionals as we can get. This includes help from the UUA, as well as from anyone else who could help us. I suspect that there's a lot of knowledge about how to deal with inaccessible places that people in this congregation know about or know somebody that could help us. It is somewhat frustrating that this very beautiful sanctuary makes us want to stay here. But at the same time, may be what is keeping us from confronting the accessibility problem and taking the action necessary to deal with it. Let me share with you some very preliminary thoughts. It may be that we need to divide the overall accessibility problem into two component parts, which could be solved in different ways. One problem, the problem of how to get into the building in the first place, may be best solved by making the Eastern Street entrance more accessible, while the problem of getting between the main floor and the basement may best be solved by having a somewhat self-contained elevator built external to the existing building. It might be outside of the nursery, near the secondary front entrance. Or it might even be at the rear of the building outside of the Emerson room. But it would be a way to get from one floor to another floor without going down the steps. I'm not sure about the attitude of the Alton City government. One might suppose that it would be to their advantage to have this congregation remain in the city of Alton rather than moving to a different location. If possible, we need to work with them in a collaborative way. Can the city government of Alton help us deal with this accessibility problem? On the other hand, we need to remember, a church does not have to pay property taxes. So it may be that it would be better for the city of Alton if this property were sold to some kind of private business, like the post office across the way. It's a difficult problem. But what's our formula? Deliberate, then act. This formula, deliberate, then act, is what we as individuals need to use to deal effectively with our own personal problems. This formula also indicates what we need to do as members of other groups to which we belong. When they have problems, this is the formula to use. Deliberate, then act. But following this formula, deliberate, then act, is also what we must do as members of this congregation. We have a very challenging problem with which we must deal. We must deliberate intensely and wisely with all the help that we can get from others and from each other. But in the end, we need to act, not just hope that somehow the problem will go away. Let the deliberation begin, and may our action soon follow.